Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 4th Annual Business Superstar Awards Breakfast to be held this year on October 4th at the historic George and Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Miss Sheena Wilder about the power of the pink mixer, girlfriends helping girlfriends with cancer. My guest today is an Atlanta, Georgia native. She attended the University of Florida, where she majored in human resource development and communications. Today, she is the CEO and founder of PR Premise Public Relations Firm. Her PR firm specializes in marketing, brand management, crisis management, social media management, event execution, and production in sports. We're honored to have on the phone today a woman who is making a huge impact in Atlanta's PR community, Miss Sheena Wilder. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. That was a beautiful introduction. I really appreciate that.
All right. How are you today, Miss Sheena?
I'm doing just great. And how are you this morning?
Fantastic. And I'm trying to get better. Did I get the name of your company right? Say your company name for me real quick.
PR Premise Public Relations.
Premise. All right, all right. Are you ready to talk about the power of the pink mixer?
Yes, I am, definitely so.
All right. Well, what is the power of the pink mixer all about anyway?
The power of pink mixer is a breast cancer fundraiser to celebrate the journey and survivorship of 9 women that have gone through breast cancer and fought that good fight and lived to tell their story. We just want to make this a night of elegance for these ladies to have a great time and to let them know that there are people out there that support them and, you know, their confidence in them being strong and warriors of a sense is what we're all about and helping them continue their journey to fight against breast cancer.
All right. Well, how did you get involved with the Susan G. Komen Organization of Greater Atlanta?
Well, my aunt is, I have two aunts that are breast cancer, have been affected by the disease. One is a survivor, the other one passed away. So I wanted to do something that I felt would benefit those women. So I went down to the office and I spoke with the ladies there and I expressed to them my ideas and what I wanted to do. And they jumped on board without hesitation. So it was a great partnership. I'm really grateful that they were willing to do this event with me, and they will be out on Saturday, May 18th, to, you know, celebrate with us and these women and to also give a little bit of educational information to our attendees about breast cancer and the different fundraisers and financial organizations that help women who can't afford the surgeries.
All right. Well, Sheena, today breast cancer seems to be rampant. Excuse me. In all communities. Tell us a little bit more about your personal encounter with this disease.
Well, I saw my aunt go through the process of finding out that she had breast cancer to it going in remission, to it coming back and taking over her entire body and eventually her losing her battle. And to witness someone firsthand go through everything that these women go through while they're fighting for their lives is really heart-wrenching. It does something to the family members. And to know that there are women out there that have survived this and their families that went through this journey with them, I just felt like I was charged to do an event that I'm going to do annually for the women like that that have gone through this just to celebrate their life with them because it is very hard on the families. And people don't realize that, you know, yes, it's hard on the survivors, but it's also just as hard on the people that are watching their family members, loved ones, and friends go through this.
Mm. So what's the overall goal? I know you said it was a night of celebration. What's the overall goal of the power of the pink mixer? on May 18th.
The overall goal is to, of course, raise funds for the fight against breast cancer and to celebrate with our nine honorees that, you know, celebrate their life and just let them know that there are a lot of people out there that have their back and that support them and that are there for them that are just not only family members, but that are people in the community that are there to help them fight this fight together. So that's my overall goal of the night, just to let them know that we love them, you know, and we have their back and we support them just as much as their family does.
Well, what can the attendees expect to take away from the Power of the Pink Mixer?
The Power of Pink Mixer is going to be so grand. We have wonderful sponsors. We have raffles from Microsoft. They're raffling off their professional software that's valued at $500. We have gas cards and a bunch of other things. They're going to enjoy complimentary hors d'oeuvres, you know, compliments of Ruth Chris. And anyone that's eaten at Ruth Chris knows that all of their food is immaculate. It's so great. There's going to be a live DJ there to give you, you know, perfect tunes for you to dance the night away. And we're going to have a couple of surprise performances. And then, of course, we're going to have some of Atlanta's elite celebrity and VIP guests that are also attending, such as Fred Williams, which is the GM and coach of Atlanta Dreams WNBA basketball team. We have Kendrick Wildcard Dean, which is a Grammy-nominated songwriter, producer. We have Q Parker from 112, along with his wife, Sherlinda, Khadijah Rowe, and Bree Rowe, which are from Big Rich Atlanta. It's just the list goes on and on of all the support that we have that are coming out for these women and for the event. So if you haven't bought your tickets, you need to go to thepowerofpink2013.eventbrite.com and purchase your tickets today. You don't want to miss Saturday.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the amazing survivor and heartfelt testimonies that the testimony that the attendees will be able to hear.
We have one of our survivors, Miss Janae Veal. She will be giving a testimony and talking about her story and her journey. She was a personal trainer. She's a young lady who was perfect health. So when she found out that she had breast cancer, it totally took her by storm because she was the picture of perfect health. And she's going to tell her story and how she didn't let this disease take over her life, how she took this disease and used it as a tool to empower other women. We're also going to have different women from the Center of Black Women's Wellness who are going to be there and talk. We're going to educate everybody about the BRCA test, which a lot of people do not know about, which is a test that you can take if you have three or more family members on your maternal or paternal side that have had breast or ovarian cancer. So we're going to inform people about this test, and it lets you know if the cancer cells in your body are active or dormant, because everyone has those cancer cells in their body, but it's whether or not they're active or dormant. And we also are going to give out some educational pieces from Right for Women's Action, which is Christina Applegate's organization, and they sent us educational information that we're going to give out and let people know about also. So it's going to be a fun night of education, of testimonies. We'll probably shed some tears, some laughter, some hugs, but overall we're going to have a good time and raise money.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I said beautiful. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, tell us when, where, and what time will this incredible night take place, and where can our listeners purchase tickets again?
May 18th, Saturday, May 18th, at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, located at Centennial Park location inside the Embassy Suites Hotel. Tickets can be purchased at thepowerofpink2013.eventbrite.com. That's thepowerofpink2013.eventbrite.com. And again, it's May 18th, Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m. at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Don't miss this event. You'll beat yourself up about it if you do.
And finally, Sheena, how can our listeners connect with you?
You can reach me via Twitter or Facebook at PR Primus Inc. That's my Twitter handler, and that's PRPRIMAS INC on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can visit our website, which is www.prprimas.com. Or you can also call our office at 404-643-7427.
Ms. Sheena Wilder, CEO and founder of Primus, PR Primus, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much for just taking the time to let me talk about my event. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything that your magazine, People You Need to Know, Women's Magazine, and you, Sparkplug, have done for us. You're amazing, amazing people. We really appreciate you.
Well, I look forward to seeing you on May 18th, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too now. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. Right now, I'd like to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another marvelous job. So until next time, this is Sparkplug reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company in the world. And thanks again for tuning in to Sparkplug Radio.